Hello friends, we are going to learn this subject of internet marketing through series of our sessions. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to help you through this particular subject, and I will explain you various aspects of internet marketing. You must be really thrilled because today introduction of internet marketing has become very, very crucial. Every individual who's into whether marketing, sales, or businessman, and individual entrepreneur, family-run business, have to have understanding about internet marketing. So let's have the learning agenda for us, which is very simple, though very cursory at this level, wherein we will start understanding the evolution of internet marketing. We'll get into, you know, kind of understand the importance of it, who needs it, etc. The key components, what makes internet marketing when you say that. And then we'll get into understanding various tools that will help you to measure your effectiveness, the success, as you say, return on investment. Okay. And when it comes to the return on investment, the key performance indicators have to be set in for that. So what could be the KPI for internet marketing? And then we will learn about various trends. So that's what we are going to cover today. So let me begin with giving you fundamental understanding about internet marketing. World is changing around us. Business cannot be separated from it. Internet marketing is a marketing that you do using online web sources, web-based applications, web-based tools, web-based platforms, by which through an online data, through an online platform, you connect with your intended customers. Now, how do you do that? So that's where, you know, you have social media, you have internet, you have various digital platforms. You could do a lot of other blogs, etc., which you do. And for that, you have to have search engine optimization. There are search engine marketing related. We will study this. So putting all together, doing a business through web-based platforms is internet marketing. Okay, now it's like opening a totally new level of marketing. It's a parallel marketing. Once upon a time when it started, I witnessed, it was considered as an optional. Today it has become parallel. Today it is probably getting more budget than the conventional marketing. Tomorrow you never know. So that's what internet marketing is. With the advent of internet marketing, what is happening is you have to understand that you are able to connect with the global audience. The one biggest advantage, connect with the global audience. Not only that, it helps you to connect with different micro segments together because they refer to different platforms, like at the same time, which was not possible earlier in the marketing. You have to decide one specific target and communicate. Here it is possible to connect with different segments, micro segments together. Okay, and talk to them directly means it opens a two-way communication where not only you send the information, customer also, prospects can also interact with you or raise his pleasure, raise his discomfort about your service. So it's a two-way communication. So it's a tool that a business will have to eventually weave into his marketing efforts. To no matter, it's like internet marketing provides an opportunity to employ inventive and imaginative. Why you have used that word, if I had to make you understand? It's such a creative platform that gets opened for you. Idea has no limit. Sky is no limit. Like here, the idea has no limit. So like, therefore, these two words play a very crucial role in making your internet marketing strategy. And through various strategies, like the strategies are like social media, you have content strategy, you can get into your email marketing, influencers marketing, using similar such YouTube, and that is a video-based marketing. Today, that's the only channel which is very powerful. Companies are able to showcase their brand. Companies are able to showcase their prowess. Companies are able to create a different niche for itself. And that's how they garner more leads, more business. So going on, leveraging today, you have to have this cutting-edge technology which is available to you. But unless you do not utilize it correctly, and therefore, to utilize it correctly, you will have to learn internet marketing. Because it has so many options. Like here, as you can see, like you have chatbots, you can get into voice assistant command. Today, even AI is coming in and making a thing much, much easier for all of those people. So conversion of this innovation and marketing together, innovativeness of the platform and marketing together, okay, not only open drives the customer into engagement. The beautiful aspect of marketing right from day one through from its original day is to engage with the customer, and internet marketing creates this fantastically well. You will notice people are glued onto your digital messages. People will see your videos completely. All people will read your blogs, etc. That's what engagement. And when you create an engagement, you are able to connect emotionally. You are able to connect and influence behavior. So that's the power of internet marketing. So we have established that internet marketing is crucial for business. And then in such case, what is required is that you have to have a specific strategy for specific audience. To coming down, what it means is like a various strategies. The options are plenty. So you have strategies like search engine marketing or search engine optimization, social media. So those kind of are the strategies perspective. Channels, Facebook, LinkedIn, these are all channels. Then comes to the tools, like you have tools like Chatbox, you have tools like apps that you can develop, etc. So that's all creates engagement with your target audience. Now, once you engage, business perspective is to get the lead. Out of millions of suspects, you need somebody to raise the finger. So you have things like learn more, ask today, contact today. Those kind of attributes allows you to find out those who's raising the finger, as he's shown interest to know more, and that becomes your lead. From there onwards, the business and then loyalty development. So essentially, one has to understand with the internet marketing, earlier in the marketing management days where conventionally you could use only one segment and target groups, etc., you have to have one strategy or one product mix, marketing mix. In the age of internet marketing, there is no one fit for all kind of a formula that works. So businessman has to have an acumen to actually understand what is his goal, who are the target audience or a multiple target audience, how to reach them, what interests them. So with all those things, he has to plan his business growth strategy, inclusive of internet marketing. And having done that, okay, you have to understand, you have to use that platform to start with understanding the wants. Now you will say, how the customer gives me the wants idea. So it's like the way you interact, the way you generate queries, the way you get feedbacks, etc., gives you the idea as to where you need to focus now to develop your product, etc. And having done that, then you get into how will you package it, how will you offer it, etc., and how will it be found by the customer, and finally when he interacts with you, how will he order, how will you deliver. So all those aspects has to come in. So we enter into the second section, which is the evolution of internet marketing. It started with a very simple things like a banner. You know, there used to be when you log into a website or when you log into email, say like Hotmail or that time Yahoo, you get to see the banners either on the top or on the side. That is what it started with, and now it has evolved. You know, it has evolved to give you so many different platforms. So now let's get into as to why business should, you know, why business should invest in internet marketing. So first aspect is the customers are online. The data suggests that today, you know, maximum purchase overall, it has reached 45% of the purchases are through online sources, and in that also the mobile accounts for as high as 70% of the order, like means people using those online retail platforms through a mobile. So all this suggests that your customers are online today. 12 hours, 13 hours we are hooked onto our laptop and working. While working, we get onto net and try and see our related searches, etc. So because your customers are online, you have to be online where you introduce your product, you engage, connect, induce and get the lead. So that's one reason. Second is two-way communication. This medium allows you to give the speaker or the mic in the hands of your customers. Now it is it's like, you know, you can't beat them there. So why not join them? Why not create community? Why not create exciting conversations? Why not create participation? Why not seek feedback? So those kind of aspects, when you learn about it, two-way communication, which others, when they watch it, create a positive this thing about your brand. Then comes the cost effectiveness. In video production, it's a cumbersome is one aspect, and then the costing is so phenomenally high, while digital productions are not as costly, and therefore, and overall the reach, etc., that you get while you use that media, cost of acquisition is far less. That's why it is economical. You get a better return on investment. The last point is the data driven. Now, what is that? Means this, all online platforms having the back end, the algorithm working, which provides real time data, unique visitors, page hits, page views, which page consumers have stayed, which page consumers have abandoned. So which digital ads were looked more, which digital ads were liked more, which digital ads were forwarded more. All those data are the real-time data, which offer is working, which offer is not working. And this allows you to plan your next set of strategies. So your decisions are data-driven. They are not subjective. So now, friends, let's learn certain aspects which establishes the importance of internet marketing. To begin with, internet marketing is a dynamic field. As you have understood so far, whatever that I told you, constantly things are changing. New technology, new platforms, new way of engaging with the customers are coming in. As a result, what is happening is you have to be dynamic. You have to be agile to really understand them and tap it. So now I will try and give you the idea about why it is so important. What is so important about internet marketing? That is what we are trying to understand. Global reach. The moment you are online, by fundamental nature of World Wide Web, you are connected with your global audience. Your messages can be read from any part of the world where there is an internet access being done by an individual. And if you have targeted them very well, if you understood their need very well, they will receive, they will feel interacting with your message. So that's what first thing, global reach. Second is targeted marketing. And now in the age of internet marketing, multiple marketing targets are possible, while at the same time you can communicate with teenagers with their kind of need, their kind of product being displayed, their kind of pricing, their kind of communication. You can simultaneously talk to mid-age or senior people. Say, for example, diapers maker. They have to talk together with mothers of a newborn, and on the other end, the son or daughter whose adults and adult parents are facing urinary problems, so that adult diapers, etc. So that's what is possible today in the internet marketing. Now, cost effectiveness. Overall, I told you earlier, the cost of production, cost of release, etc., cost of acquisition. And more, not only that, real-time data that has been available to you, you can manipulate your strategy in a very fast manner that gives you the better effectiveness. Last but not the least, the customer engagement. Customer engagement is like I have told you, an overall, that how you communicate, what you communicate, what you know excitingly, what is a solution customer is looking at, and if your message really captures that, customer will engage, customer will read your communication, customers will do what you are asking him to do, fill your this thing, or get an offer today, learn more. So those kind of perspective creates an engagement. So that measurability and the analytics is that back end which I told you, Google Analytics, and there are many such analytics. They give you the power of data. Now, using that power of data, you are able to know which social media measures that you have taken are attracting more on your website, how many unique visitors, which page of your website is most liked, which page was abandoned soon. So those kind of a perspective, which offer is working very well, which offer is not, you are able to really take strategic decisions. So having understood the importance, we get into know who needs internet marketing. It's very simple, this thing. It's very widespread, as I told you. The utility being so much, it offers numerous solutions to widespread audiences. Now, to start with, small and medium enterprise, no matter what, you still have your customer prospects. How do you reach them? Okay, so that is what is important. So through association websites, through like, you know, nearby kind of an advertisements, through various such similar options that is available to you. Google Map, you put your all the information. Today, Google Map itself is a, you know, your business media. So doing that, the small and medium enterprises are attracting the customer prospects from the nearby vicinity, which they can service. So as a result, they even are able to flourish. Then comes the large enterprise. They have a very worldwide vision. They may be having a continent or a countrywide vision. And therefore, looking at the severity of the competition, they often come out with new product. Frequent offers are now the... Now the Navratri is coming. When the Ganpati used to come, you will find all offers around that. Now the Navratri, followed by Diwali, then Christmas, and many other such opportunities. Father's Day, Black Friday. You see that they can really communicate their offer very frequently. Product changes, new product introductions are so easy simultaneously worldwide. Then comes the startups. They have less budget. However, they need their ideas to be known. So that's where the internet marketing that allows them to reach out their idea, convey their idea. With a small app or small connect with the e-learning platform, they can also garner the initial flow of customers, build their capabilities and flourish. And using internet marketing, there are many startups which have come in. Google has a special initiatives for them and Google helped them to overcome the budgetary constraint vis-a-vis large enterprise. Then comes e-commerce businesses, which is what like Flipkarts and Tata Click, etc. Tata Neo, now actually new, actually that's what is the new name. So what it happens is using the art of traffic generation, boosting conversion, then, you know, like kind of for that, you again have to have a backend thing being set in internet marketing, that backend is very crucial. So search engine optimization, which social media, what kind of activity on social media, all those things are much used by this e-learning and e-commerce industry, including the learning industry. So that's what a non-profit NGO, they have also a limited source of communication available. They are the one who are responsible, however, to generate resource. They also need money, though they are non-profit, but say like a girl child or orphanage, to run them, they need money, or age-old people. So then this kind of initiative, they can show, project what they do for such groups and then garner the funds, etc. Then comes things like education institutes. Today, online learning, self-paced learning has become so prevalent. So universities have come up and they can promote there. Those universities which believed in classroom only kind of a learning have also proliferated online learning markets. Self-learning, self-paced learning is the different domain. Udemy, Domestika, where plenty of courses of your interest are available in a fraction of a fee, you can subscribe and get your learning acquired. So you see that all that is connecting and you are able to communicate. You can create a student's community, etc. Healthcare industry, a telemedicine or say, telephonic consultations, or like for example, even like patient care, connecting with the healthcare professional, connecting with service provider in the healthcare industry, is equipment provider in the healthcare industry, all this is possible. And then comes the hospitality and tourism. They are the biggest probably beneficiaries. They provide you like a virtual tour. That is what they can offer. So you can see their venue 360 degree. And they show various, say like a massage parlor. They show you the property landscape. They show you the proximity to which places through very, very graphical and maybe actual representation. They can provide you different offers, services, and it is very easy to change over time. You can even geofence. Certain offers can go into certain localities. Certain offers can go into another locality. So all this is possible, and that is what has been used by them. And then comes the professional services. Like you have today even seen Making Wheel Easy. You have so many influencers talking on different subjects. Doctors are coming and talking how to take care of your heart, how to take care of your bone joints. And likewise, this is what they are doing it so that they create larger followers. And when they do that, they are able to garner not only one side patient support, but more patients will come, etc. Their credibility will be established, etc. So all those things are happening. Law firms are making will easy, and you know, those kind of routes they are taking, and they give you solutions to their legal problems. So all this is possible due to internet marketing. Individuals and influencers, who thought, like somebody making a very, very powerful video but have no reach, now with TikTok and all, they upload and they become overnight, or they become suddenly over a period in a planned manner, become a sound follower base they can generate. They become therefore influencers. They can start promoting various products. You see in the sari and the dress material industry, that is what is happening. It many hero heroines, etc., why they are spending so much to be on Instagram and every day new reel in new dresses or new this thing, or you have a large influencer base like in our Indian context, like Virat Kohli or MS Dhoni and all, and they put up one message and so viral they can make that message go. So that's what, and real estate, now that's where the money is. You know, we all want a better home, and real estate industry also are able to showcase how the project is built. Earlier, you go to a site and then only you can come to see. You do not get a perspective. Either the site is not fully ready, the guy tells you swimming pool hoga, it will have a healthcare, you have to visualize. Now they are able to give you a real view. So all those things are there to generate interest in the project, bring likely client there, create inflow by them purchasing. So they are also able to project manage funding very well. So that's a real estate industry. So we have overall seen what is internet marketing, its importance, etc. Now we come to a stage where what makes a subject of internet marketing. Suppose you have to do internet marketing, what all you need to do, and that's what we say the key components of internet marketing. Overall, the shift, as you have understood, have become from conventional to digital. Digital is omnipresent, it is 24/7, and in the light of that, entire customer targeting, customer lead generation have changed, which is where a powerful platform like CRM has emerged. So you have HubSpot, you have Salesforce, those who know are the customer relationship management. They do end to end. The moment you capture that lead first time till the initial phase of your conversation, then converge, actual conversion to a customer, then their buying patterns, key reminders and various auto emails, etc. All those things are the CRM. Now in the light of that, that's the change that has happened, that I gave you a perspective. So the components of internet marketing are, so like search engine optimization, SEO, search social media marketing, SMM, as we say in an acronym, content marketing, very misunderstood subject at times, so we'll try to understand it better. Email marketing, today that has become once again a powerful tool. And then a concept of paid marketing. My name should come on the top of the search. So that's what paid marketing, that advertiser is paying for it. So that these are the components of internet marketing. So when you try to understand them and use them effectively, what happens? Your presence will be noticed online when customer is looking for it. Customer will engage better. You are able to target better. You are able to offer right offer at the right time, leading to better conversion. So let's get into understanding each component. Search engine optimization. It's a complete technical aspect, but one must know the broader perspective of it so that as a manager, you can still drive. You may not do it. You will have an expert at your hand. But it's like while the digital property is getting created, website and various other things, there is certain technical requirements. Technical requirements from the search engine. There are Google crawler. Google is one of the search engine. Bing is another search engine. They crawl. They means they see through your websites. Now, when that has to happen, it's like when you structure your website, you have to see that, or digital property, certain technical aspects are definitely taken care of. And those technical aspects are helps your website to come as much as higher when somebody searches. Now, that search is on certain keywords. So, this SEO centers around keyword, and then how do you achieve that? So, you have to have certain things like on the front end when you create things, like you have to have appropriate optimum use of keywords in your content that you write. There's a technical world called meta tags. So, each page has certain technical aspects to be fed in that will be crawled by the read by the crawler, and then it helps them to classify. And then comes the backlink. While in the front end is that essential aspects, how your digital property in the back end connects with various directories, or in back end they connect with the relevant sources that will further enhance the experience of your customer when they click given link on your content, etc. So overall, search engine optimization, when it does, your digital properties probability of coming out in early listing of searches is much, much higher, and that creates an authority, that creates a belief in your brand. So that is search engine optimization. It's like organic traffic. So now you see that word organic. You have this SEO has been done by you using search engine optimization experts. So you are organically creating your digital property, which you will get duly noticed when people search for various information. So who comes there are the organic traffic, means you have not spent on them. They have come naturally, and therefore the sources of visitors, your acquisitions, etc., are far lower, the cost of acquisition, etc. To come on a higher ranking, there is also a reason you have to come on a higher ranking. It requires technically do certain things, certain additional things like regular updates, technical information, clarity of information, how are FAQs. You see many brands have that. They definitely have that. So all this is done, which is read by the crawler, and as a result, they pull you up. Now, when that happens, it's a long-term strategy. Search engine is not something that I paid today and I get it done in the next 2 years, I'm going to sleep around. No, you have to constantly invest. So long-term, so that your brand will organically start coming higher on your search. Second is search social media marketing, SMM. Social media platforms that you may be aware of are like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. They are made for specific targets. LinkedIn, all working professionals, for example. Okay, now when they are very specific to a very specific target groups, it offers you a different channels so to communicate. Now you may be using all of them. Okay, now even in that case, your communication content has to be appropriate for the platform in the first place, how that platform engages with the target group. So you have to have a different content strategy for each of this channel. So that's what, and when you do that, remember the engagement starts, and when engagement starts from a suspect, few people will become your prospects. They will raise a finger, they will show the interest about your product, and from that lead generation then comes your sales closure activity. So that's what, and then once you become a customer, the long-term engagement starts, because they capture data very well. They often ask you when you are registering first time your name, number and email. And that starts the relationship with. Then you start getting updates, start getting offer aspects. So you understand social media marketing. Social media marketing, of course, the focus has to be there. You understand your target group, which media that you use. It is not important every time to use every media. You must know what is the media that your target group follows. What is he looking into it? Do you resonate with that as a brand? And when you do that, so that's what they will engage. They will want to engage. They will want to see what you post. Now, that's your ability to engage. And when that starts, generation of business, retaining the customer, bringing loyalty into them, etc., all becomes subsequent phases, but much easier to achieve, which otherwise in a conventional marketing was very difficult. So that's the power of social media marketing. Third is content marketing. Many times this is more misunderstood than understood, but broadly, please realize it's what you write. That is very critical. Now, what you write has a two clear distinction. One is there are specific platforms that allows you to write things like blogs, etc. Now, they are driven for that. They are made for that, where you can have detailed descriptive content. Now, and the other thing is content that you develop for your social media, YouTube, etc. There also you are writing. So it's not that that is not the content, but yes, if you really can coincide, sync both, then power of that is phenomenal, where the blog and those kind of perspective will attract customer to refer your, you know, your blog, etc., the post for understanding analysis, because we are decision driven. Decision is based on analysis. So customers want to have comparison. Customer wants to know which technology is better. Now, if you have weaved such kind of a thing, then they are engaged. They feel meaningful to refer to your content. And as a result, what will happen? The trust will come. The brand connect will get established. So that's what content marketing is all about. The strategy that the content marketeer has to do is to educate, inform, entertain, or inspire. Broad this thing is, first customer would like to know more, because you know consumer buying behavior says there are certain cyclic way the consumer goes before deciding. So it's like first he should have the need understood, then he looks for the information, then he alternative evaluation. So your content should help him through this phase. So that is what is to educate, then inform. So inform in terms of comparison, why your feature is helping him, why you are one of its class in that particular feature or a category, etc. So that comes the information part. Entertainment or engagement, you take it word as either or, wherein then how your brand makes him play with your content. So that's what. And then inspire is for action. You want him to take certain final action. That is raise finger. First of all, our many suspects are watching your communication, but there has to be somebody who raises the hand. They become your prospects. So that is why the content is very important. It, as I told you, brand's authority. If you really convey powerful content, brand gets that authority and then credibility. And then those kind of perspective will drive more and more people come to you. So that's the power of content marketing. Important aspect is mentioned at the end, where right way you write your content using keywords, what you have used in your websites and those other digital properties, you are able to create a very sound sync between your various digital platform that gets noticed by the search engine crawlers. And their content marketing helps you also in search engine optimization approach. So these are the powerful aspects of content marketing. Then comes the email marketing. This tool, I have seen the entire phases, you know, when email was introduced, we were so glued onto it. Then I saw a phase after about a decade or so, where then we found it's of no use other than the communication, because it was getting flooded with unwarranted mails, etc. But later on, when as the world evolved, platforms have evolved, customer relationship management gained momentum, this medium has again bounced back, and it really establishes you to personalize your communication, create informative emails, create decision facilitating emails. So you can create those, you know, and then having done that, having acquired the customer, the relationship building, post which loyalty development, all these things are possible today. And believe that this is possible because even the email marketing platforms which are available today are able to give you a lot of statistics. So like open rate, read-through rate, click-through rate, also unsubscribe rate. These are all matrices which helps you to know the effectiveness of it. And beyond that, it's again, you can generate return on investment. Like so many mails I have sent for which so much of an expenditure, so much of an inquiry turn into so much of a volume and revenue. So you can really get the return on investment. So that's what email marketing. Okay, so now we have to understand how does the email marketing go about. So to make your email marketing, you have to have a list, and therefore you will notice that every opportunity, be it download of an app, be it no more button that you press from a sponsored ad, three things they definitely ask for you is your full name, your email number, email ID, and your telephone number. Now, that connects them. So, through SMS, through emails, etc., they are able to start communicating with you. Current order, then the subsequent introductions, festival offers, tracking opportunities of your order, and many ways, you know, that's what they do. But idea is to get connected. And having done that, what you have to do is really this channel, you can either waste your money or you can make it very effective. Wherein many such apps where I have subscribed, either I have now unsubscribed them because unwarranted firing of emails. But those who are relevant, I definitely see them because they send me meaningful emails. So, for example, Gillette is in one of my preferred email. They don't bombard me every day. Okay, and but then there are the apps like Pepperfry, they have this all this Flipkarts and other Amazons, etc. I literally don't see their mail. So one has to really see what way you create effective engagement, because email definitely allows you to convey right offer, new product introduction. Okay, what is benefit of this thing, customer? You can take them to various microsites where the demonstrations can be seen by the customer. So that power is definitely there. But it's just the flurry of email that you fire. Customers have become averse to it. So then one has to balance it. Then comes the paid advertising. This is very crucial. Search engine optimization, as I told you, helps you to organically make your medium come up during the search. The paid advertising is overriding that difficulty, and you straight away pay for being published. So that's what various platforms are there, like a Google search engine, etc. And they have various types of services where you pay for certain place in the digital communication. So when that happens, like, you definitely get, if people search shopping, Myntra, Big Basket, they will come somewhere in the side as a sponsored ad or top, you know, list, they will be there always. So, and you see that small this thing, ad as this thing, the moment under that, that means this is a paid this thing. So you see in the right hand side, certain boxes, the brand, this thing, etc. This is a sponsored advertisement, even listing to come on the first page. Now you have to pay for it. So these are all various paid aspects. Through the owner of the digital medium, you pay them. Advertiser is to pay to get listed in a specific manner. So that's a paid advertising. Now, power of it is you are able to target right audience. Now, I am a shopping mad, I will do shopping. I am a gadget freak, I will search gadgets. Okay. Like today, now the Diwali is approaching, a home cleaning service. So like I will start searching for home cleaning, so that urban company and, you know, those kind of this thing will come up. So I am able to target and communicate. So that's a power. And there are ways that this paid advertising, there are terminologies that they use. We will have a separate chapter, but like pay-per-click or display or thing like the social media ads, so that you see that the sponsored ad when you are referring to Instagram or a Facebook on a mobile, in between message comes with that word sponsored. So that's what they have paid for it, to come into your kind of profiles scanning. So that's what paid marketing is. The benefit of paid marketing is very significant. Okay, first is there are certain criterias that you give it to the platform, that people with this demographic should only get my message. So what is happening? You are able to target, micro targeting is possible. Okay. And you are able to generate that the moment that guy uses your sponsored link, you are able to generate traffic towards your microsite or to your websites, etc., where he can transact business. And also this part is very critical, real time. Final budgetary and return investment can be managed, because you get real-time update what is working for you, and then based on that you can clearly do the swapping, move funds from this property to that platform, etc., or from a display advertisement to the listing advertisements, etc. So that at the end of your time period, the same budget, you are able to maximize the return. That's the power of paid advertising.